Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great and maybe a fateful day. The United States has struck 85 targets in Syria and Iraq, targets involving Iranian forces, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Al-Quds Force, people who are stationed from Iran in Iraq and Syria, and who have helped to plan some of the 160 prior attacks on American resources and personnel. A senior administration official just moments ago told CNN the United States will not strike inside Iran, only focuses on targets outside of the country. Striking inside Iran would have been a huge escalation, and officials have telegraphed that was unlikely to happen. The U.S. officials have known for a few days now that the first strikes would happen tonight, the official added. These strikes were not coordinated with the dignified transfer of the remains of the three U.S. service members who were killed over the weekend. The timing of the strikes involved many factors, including weather conditions. President Biden is being updated on the progress of the ongoing strikes. Meanwhile, over at Fox News, they spoke to Senator Lindsey Graham. He said he is unimpressed with the retaliatory airstrikes the U.S. has launched in the last hour. This according to Fox News' Chad Pergram. The lapse of time has lessened the impact of deterrence, Senator Graham told Fox. And by not hitting oil infrastructure in Iran or Revolutionary Guard personnel, you will have failed to make the point. Well, I'm not sure that they have avoided hitting Revolutionary Guard personnel, because there are many outposts and stations and concentrations of Revolutionary Guard Corps personnel in Iraq and Syria, and those have been perhaps among the 85 targets. These strikes come nearly a week after three U.S. service members were killed in a drone strike on a base in Jordan by Iranian-backed militia groups. A number of lawmakers have also expressed concern about the war powers authority to execute strikes, be it today's action or the regular exchanges the U.S. has been engaged in for weeks with the Houthis. We will be speaking coming up to Michael Rubin of AEI about what the next move will be and should be for defending American interests. There's also, of course, a very real risk that Iran strikes back by going after America's ally in Israel, even though Israel has had nothing to do particularly with the Iranian attempts to strike American forces in the area. The situation in Gaza also getting more serious as the Israelis move down to Rafah, which is toward the Egyptian border. And all of this at a time when the reports had been for the last 24 hours that there was progress in negotiations that were taking place in Paris, supervised by the Qataris, and negotiations involving Hamas and the Israelis to try to get the remainders of the hostages back safely at the same time that they would be having an extended ceasefire that would allow other negotiations, the Biden administration insisting that those negotiations should at least lay the groundwork for more important negotiations that would help clear the way for a disarmed and presumably peaceful Palestinian state. What clearly the Israelis have no possibility of doing or approving at any time under any circumstances would be a Palestinian state that would resemble the terrorist-ruled situation in Gaza. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's another story that I do want to get to because it's deeply significant potentially. California state lawmakers today introduced a slate of reparations bills, including a proposal to restore property taken by race-based cases of eminent domain and a potentially unconstitutional measure to provide state funding for specific groups. This is a story from Politico. The package marks a first-in-the-nation effort to give restitution to black Americans who have been harmed by centuries of racist policies and practices. California's legislative push is the culmination of years of research and debate, endless debate, including 111 pages of recommendations issued last year by a state task force. Other states, including Colorado, New York, and Massachusetts, have also commissioned reparation studies or task forces, but California is the first to attempt to turn those ideas into law. Now, let's get this straight. What we're talking about is this has not been enacted into law. This is a slate of proposals. There are 14 major proposals that are going to be placed before the California legislature. The 14 measures introduced by the Legislative Black Caucus touch on education, civil rights, and criminal justice, including reviving a years-old effort to restrict solitary confinement that failed to make it out of the state legislature as recently as last year. This whole idea that solitary confinement has to do with the history that solitary confinement was more frequently used to deal with black prisoners than with people of other ethnic groups. Not included, they say in Politico, and this is epic, not included in the slate of proposals is any type of financial compensation to descendants of black slaves, a polarizing proposal that has received a cool response from many state Democrats, including Governor Gavin Newsom. The new package does have a provision that would make some monetary relief available. The proposed bill would deal with property takings. It would, quote, restore property taken during race-based uses of eminent domain to its original owners or to provide another effective remedy where appropriate, such as restitution or compensation. Look, one of the advantages about this is that California is one of those states that never had slavery, and never had slavery even when it was a Mexican state, when it was controlled by Mexico before 1848, and Spain, no slavery. And California was admitted to the Union in 1850 as a state that banned slavery. It was a state that was predominantly anti-slavery. So at least this is not based upon trying to find people who experienced slavery somehow living in California. The plan would have all kinds of constitutional challenges. We will keep you posted as this story develops. We're also going to be speaking with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute about what is happening right now in the Middle East and what we can expect in the days ahead. That coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To welcome back to the show a friend of the show, Michael Rubin, who is a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute. He is also the director of policy analysis at the Middle East Forum and he is deeply informed through personal experience and academic study and more about the Islamic Republic of Iran. The strikes have begun, apparently 185 targets, they say, were hit by American forces this evening in the Middle East. Is this the sort of a response, the sort of attack that you would have expected, Michael? Do you think it is the kind of response that is well advised?
Well, I would have expected a response, and this would be the type of response, Michael, that I would expect from the Biden administration. I'm not trying to be overly partisan here, but what sets this response from that of previous administrations, if we go back to, for example, Bill Clinton with Operation Desert Fox in 1998, or President Donald Trump with the strike on Qasem Soleimani, is that they relied upon the element of surprise. We actually went so far as to talk about this for several days, talk about what the targets might be, and then we went so far as to tell them what days the targeting would occur. It's almost as if the Biden administration is trying to have it both ways. On one hand, they want to militarily virtue signal, but on the other hand, they're warning the targets to leave, the Iranians to leave, so that we damage empty buildings but don't risk escalation. And that's not the way deterrence works. That actually sends a signal to Iran that in the future they can get away with murder.
Would you have suggested then a more immediate response with some element of surprise?
I absolutely would have. You know, in the bowels of the Pentagon, they have targeting encyclopedias where, I mean, you have 25,000 people in the Pentagon. You have even more in the intelligence community. And their job, for example, within the Defense Intelligence Agency, is to monitor these sites round the clock. They to know and to enter into systems where the coordinates of this. And so if the White House or the National Security Advisor asks for a list of 12 targets, the Pentagon in theory can provide that within an hour. The fact that we took several days seems rather deliberate.
Do you expect that there will be some high-profile attempt by Iran to strike back, to respond to these American attacks, even though they're not on Iranian territory? And will they strike back at more American facilities, or do you think they would strike back directly at Israel?
Well, first of all, they're going to continue striking at Israel, by proxy at least, because that's what the Iranians do. It's ideological. And when I say the Iranians, of course, I mean the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the regime. The Iranians themselves have no beef in general with Israel. But when it comes to the United States, look, I'm afraid they're going to strike at the United States, not in revenge for these strikes, not a so-called cycle of violence, but rather because we've undercut deterrence, we've shown weakness by telegraphing. It's easy enough to rebuild a building. What can't be replaced so easily are the generals and the advisors of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. By signaling that we're not interested in them, not interested in removing them from the battlefield, that actually sends a signal to the Iranians that they really aren't going to be held to account should they continue these attacks. Now, the Iraqis, what I suspect will happen, Michael, is the Iraqis or certain militias inside Iraq will raise umbrage and demand the Americans' withdrawal. They're going to use this to put pressure on Prime Minister Mohammad Shial Sudani in order to demand that the Americans leave and leave quickly. The question is whether Sudani, who probably deep down doesn't want the Americans to go, how he's going to handle that issue.
Because without Americans there to defend his regime is not one of the most secure in the Middle East, is it?
Well, the way I would describe it very quickly, Michael, is that Iraq is a weak state. Everyone knows that. And I go to Iraq quite frequently. The way the Iraqis put it is they need both the Americans and the Iranians there. So they can tell the Iranians, we can't do what you demand because the Americans wouldn't go for it, and vice versa. And that's how the Iraqis have independent diplomatic space. If one or the other withdraws, they're afraid that they're going to lose their own leverage and lose their space to act autonomously.
It sounds like John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, has just released a statement which seems to echo some of what you are saying, Michael Rubin, of American Enterprise Institute. John Bolton says Biden's failure to establish any degree of deterrence against Iran culminated in today's actions. Killing Americans is a red line that should be answered with strikes directly at Iran, not proxies. They need to know the seriousness of our objection to their belligerence. Please turn your thoughts toward Americans in harm's way and pray for their safe return and success. Your comment?
Well, here's where I would differ with John, and I consider John a good friend. I wouldn't hesitate to target Iranians, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps generals, outside of Iran. What I would be worried about is by targeting Iran itself, essentially symbolic action, what you're doing is allowing the regime, which has lost tremendous legitimacy, and we all remember the Woman, Life, Freedom movement, you would be allowing the regime to wrap itself in the nationalist flag. And so I wouldn't want to be in a situation where I'm snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Let the Iranian regime collapse on its own and remove from the battlefield, kill any Iranian general or colonel or operative that we see anywhere in the Middle East.
I was speaking with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute. Michael, I know that there has been tremendous speculation about these negotiations going on, being supervised apparently by the Qataris, negotiations involving the United States, Israel, and Hamas to try to get a final release of the remaining hostages, a 6-week or longer ceasefire, and laying the framework for the creation of some kind of a peaceful, disarmed, safe Palestinian state. Does this attack on Iranian targets, 185 of them, does that put an end to those efforts to mitigate some of the conflict in Gaza? We will get to that and to more with Michael Rubin, who's also the Director of Policy Analysis at the Middle East Forum. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month, nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. The unemployment rate remained steady at 3.7% in January. Toxicology reports released this week revealed that the three men found dead and frozen at a Kansas City Chiefs watch party had three times the lethal amount of fentanyl, along with cocaine and THC in their systems. The incident happened in the backyard of the friend Jordan Willis' Kansas City home on January 9th, 2 days after the game. Former President Trump is criticizing the United Auto Workers Union after it endorsed President Biden's re-election campaign. During an interview with Fox Business, Trump said he never engaged in discussions with the UAW regarding an endorsement. He referred to the union as a hopeless case and accused it of steering the car industry into the poorhouse. John Schaefer, USA News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And on the Michael Medved Show with another Michael, Michael Rubin, who is a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute and who is director of policy analysis at the Middle East Forum. Michael, right before the break, I was asking you about these stories that have been circulating throughout the international press about negotiations that apparently were far advanced toward a new ceasefire in Gaza, perhaps a return of most, if not all, of the remaining Israeli hostages who are being held by Hamas, and making progress toward recognition of Israel by Saudi Arabia, which would be a huge step. Meanwhile, these attacks today by the United States against forces that have actually attacked and murdered Americans, will that derail any of these attempts at negotiation regarding the ongoing war in Gaza?
Short answer, Michael, is no. And first of all, when it comes to the hostage negotiation, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. Remember in the past, Hamas held Israeli hostages for as long as 5 years. They know that by holding those hostages, they not only have some leverage, but they can delay any further Israeli onslaught. And the Americans want to see that delay because even though the Americans conducted much more brutal urban warfare against the Islamic State in Mosul and Raqqa in Syria, the Biden administration is fearful that this conflict is going to spread. It could spread to, for example, a war between Israel and Lebanon, where Hezbollah is. So those negotiations are going to continue. There's going to be any number of leaks about what the shape of those negotiations are. But ultimately, I suspect we're only going to see a partial deal. And even that partial deal will be difficult. Remember, in the last hostage negotiation, Hamas actually violated it by not releasing the children, by not releasing some of the female hostages, and so forth. That said, the big concern which the Biden administration has is the war with Lebanon. And when it comes to the Saudi-Palestinian, Saudi recognition of Israel for Israeli recognition of a Palestinian state, the danger there would be, A, signaling that through terrorism you can win what you want, and B, do we really think that this Palestinian state is going to be like Singapore, or is it going to be a terror sponsor from day one? Hamas isn't simply going to go away. They claim they want from the river to the sea. They want the genocide against all Jews, against Israel. So, I mean, we're fooling ourselves if we think there's a magic formula that's going to finish this this problem.
Are you a little bit surprised, as I am? To the best of my knowledge, President Biden hasn't delivered a message to the country yet, to our country, on this Friday afternoon, a Friday evening in some places, about what it is we are doing and what it is we hope to accomplish. If and when President Biden does speak to the country, what should he say?
Well, first of all, when President Biden spoke after the Israel-Hamas war started, he spoke with remarkable moral clarity. It's almost like his aides let the core Biden through. Perhaps his aides don't want Biden speaking right now because either they feel he can't do it effectively or because of political complications. But what Biden should basically say is, you know, if you attack Americans, if you kill Americans, you will not get away with murder. That you are going
by the
to
way,
suffer
this,
far greater consequences.
This is a remarkable. This just this moment has been released. President Biden released a statement on the U.S. airstrikes in Iraq and Syria in response to the deadly drone attack in Jordan that killed three service members. In his statement, President Biden said the United States does not see conflict in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world. But let all those who might seek to do us harm know this. If you harm an American, we will respond. That's fairly close to what you suggested.
Well, unfortunately, it's because these things have become formulaic. What we actually see is by issuing a statement rather than by appearing live in a way where he could take questions, he can avoid key questions, such as the reason he telegraphed the times and the targets of our airstrikes.
In apparently the plans seem to be to have the airstrikes continue, perhaps for several days. At what point would the United States consider this job done? Where could we feel that we have made a successful reestablishment of deterrence?
Well, the corollary to this would be Operation Desert Fox in 1998 in Iraq, when Iraq refused to allow UN inspectors to do their jobs. And so the agreement for Iraq to resume UN inspections was the success. In this case, Michael, it's going to be a lot murkier. We can claim success whenever we end this, but I don't see any indication that we are degrading the Shiite militias and the Iranian proxies to an extent where it would do more than just delay them a week or two before they reemerge.
And it's not likely that they will issue a a ceasefire or some attempt to say that, okay, we've gotten the message, we're not going to continue attacking Americans, that's very unlikely, is it not?
Actually, I wouldn't say that's unlikely, Michael. I would say that a sincere offer would be unlikely. You know, before this even started, you had the Kataib Hezbollah, one of these Iraqi groups' television stations, voluntarily shut down. You had others say that they would no longer attack Americans. But what you're basically saying is, I'm going to take the first punch, and then if I miss, or even if I hit you, then I'm going to sue for peace. It doesn't work that way in the real world. And so that ultimately is the problem. I wouldn't trust any of these groups. But the wild card in all this, Michael, is if we actually take out one of the top leaders of these groups, like Qais Ghazali, who is an up-and-coming Iraqi politician who controls this, or Hadi Amiri, who's been trained by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and controls the Badr Corps. But I don't think Biden has it in him to basically do what Trump did to Qasem Soleimani 4 years ago.
In terms of the ongoing struggle in Gaza, you were suggesting that it might not be out of the question that together with this strike against Iranian interests that there actually would be some progress. Do you think we'll get a hint of that soon?
I think certainly we're going to get a hint of an effort to have some sort of deal. The Qataris are working at this nonstop. That said, a lot of people are critical of the Qataris, including myself, who see it sort of as the firefighter taking credit for selling bottles of water. I mean, the arsonist taking credit for selling bottles of water.
No arsonists, but bottles of water available. Information about, we unfortunately didn't get a chance to talk about your trip to Cuba. You just came back from Cuba. This is post-Castro Cuba, but not exactly a garden spot at the moment. Coming up on the Medved Show, for people who want more lighthearted alternatives, for the weekend, there's a big new movie called Argyle with a big all-star cast, and it is a comedy thriller about international espionage. We will tell you whether that's even worth your considering. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, as we head into the weekend, may I add my voice, and I know speaking in behalf of all of the listeners, exactly what President Biden alluded to. May the good Lord bless our soldiers, our airmen, the people who are putting themselves in harm's way in order to protect you and me and everyone here in the United States. At a time when you're talking about hitting 85 targets so far, this is a major military undertaking. And may they be blessed with success, with victory, and with safety, returning home, God willing, soon. And when you come home, there's all kinds of alternatives because we're getting close to the not just the Oscar nominations, which have already been announced, but to the Oscar ceremony itself. And this is generally not a time when Oscar bait movies are released. And the biggest movie released this week is certainly not an Oscar contender. What it's about is called Argyle, and Argyle is the name of a fictional spy who appears in the form of Henry Cavill. He's in the imagination of the central character played by Bryce Dallas Howard, who is a shy, reclusive novelist who writes spy thrillers that have gotten huge audiences because they seem to be authentic, as if she knows something about the spy business. But she's even afraid to fly, let alone afraid to spy. However, she gets dragged into a conflict with a breakaway from the CIA, an evil breakaway from the CIA, which is called the Division. And she gets involved with that conflict, is taken away from home with only her pet cat to accompany her, and falls in the hands of a U.S. agent played by Sam Rockwell. Meanwhile, there are all kinds of surprises, including Dua Lipa, who plays a brief role, and Samuel L. Jackson, who plays a brief role, and Bryan Cranston, who plays a very complex brief role in this very complicated film that keeps giving you new revelations about all of its colorful characters. Argyle sounds a little like this.
Who are these people?
Real life spies.
Why would they care about me?
Because you're a fortune teller, Ellie. What you wrote in your new book actually happened, and you kicked a hornet's nest you didn't even know existed.
I'm in some really big trouble, Mom.
I want all assets on them now.
I need her to write the next chapter.
It's time for you to meet the real Agent Argyle.
Okay, does she meet the real Agent Argyle? Do we find out some surprising things about her background? The movie is silly. It is preposterous. It has lots and lots of action scenes, but mostly played for humor from the beginning of the film till the end. And by the way, it's a 2.5-hour movie. The one universal bit of criticism that anyone would have to Argyle, despite the likability of the cast and the hard work and some of the well-choreographed action scenes, it's too bloody long. It's 2.5 hours long. And you're going to want some of that time back. The film does have some clever manipulation by the script and some wow moments that you have when the plot twists in a way that you wouldn't expect. And in fact, they've kind of advertised already that this will be the first of a series. There is going to be a sequel to Argyle unless it completely bombs. And it's probably entertaining enough that it shouldn't. And Bryce Dallas Howard plays a character who is deeply sympathetic even in her transformations. It's rated PG-13 for lots and lots of computer graphics violence. 3 stars for the entertaining, if deeply silly, Argyle. Anatomy of a Fall is nominated for 5 Oscars. And it's probably the major Oscar contender that you've never heard of, or maybe heard very little about. It is a French film nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress. And that was a surprise. The Sandra Hüller is a distinguished German actress. She was also in Zone of Interest, another Best Picture Oscar nominee. But this film is about 2 writers who are in a troubled marriage in the French Alps. And at one point, at the beginning of the movie, the husband falls from a 3rd-story window. Did he commit suicide, or was he pushed? There is a murder trial that results, and that murder trial is etched and portrayed with remarkable attention to detail in a film that is gripping from first moment to the last. Most of it is in French, but there are big sections in English because the main character, the wife who is suspected of this potential murder, is played by a German actress who is more comfortable in English than in French. Her name, Sandra Hüller. The film sounds like this.
So, as you know, the autopsy report is inconclusive about the cause of death.
Stop. I did not kill him.
That's not the point.
I was honest about it. I'm innocent, you know that, right?
Okay. Is she innocent or not? The film keeps you guessing in a very profound way. It also features a young performer who plays the son of the couple at the center of the film, who is vision impaired because of an accident for which they blame themselves. And part of what works so well in this movie, and it's honestly, it's one of those films you won't forget, is that it does 2 things at the same time. number one, keeps peeling back layers, so you find out more and more and more about the complicated history of this marriage. And secondly, that all transpires as the trial is going on, and you have no idea who is actually telling the truth and who is actually to blame for this death. It is a rated R. By the way, Argylle is rated PG-13, which just as you'd expect from a silly spy thriller, comedy spy thriller. But this is rated R because of language, references to sexuality, and the really shocking violence that even shows an autopsy at one point of the central character, the central victim. 4 stars for Anatomy of a Fall. It's not overrated. It deserves its nominations for Oscars, and who knows, could even surprise some people as it is seen by more and more Academy voters. On Monday, there is a piece by Andrew Sullivan, who is one of the most influential gay conservative writers and commentators out there. He has done a piece called The Meaningless Incoherence of LGBTQ+. Time to drop, he says, the ubiquitous term. It obscures and misleads more than it clarifies. We'll be speaking about that. We'll also talk with Jonathan Allen of NBC. He has a brand new piece which takes a look at a dimension of the emerging presidential campaign that many people don't think about that frequently. Takeaways from the 2024 cash dash, legal cases, drain Trump as clash with Biden looms. Donald Trump faces a cash crunch as he tries to defend himself in court. Has he been able to raise money from supporters to pay his legal bills, which were over $50 million last year? We will also bring you the very latest on the impact of the American raids on Iranian proxies and some Iranian resources. And then also this, Nikki Haley's long shot bid to stop Donald Trump may depend on the unlikeliest of allies, South Carolina Democrats. And in the 2024 election, an RNC member has dropped the resolution to name Trump the presumptive nominee. Why would that be? We'll answer in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.